W52DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. In Northern and Southern California communities in mourning after mass shootings, a suspect is in custody after seven people were killed in two different shootings in Half Moon Bay. This as officials try to determine a motive for the shooting that left 11 people dead at a dance hall in Monterey Park during Chinese New Year celebrations. A bystander now hailed as a hero for preventing even more deaths.
Authorities say the suspect, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, later went to another dance studio, but a quick-thinking bystander was able to disarm him.
Got both hands on the gun. He is trying to fight back. He was bashing me in the face, behind my head. And at this moment, I pointed a gun at him and told him, get away. You know, I'm gonna shoot you. Get out. Go.
Police say Tran later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The White House says six more documents marked confidential were found in an FBI search of President Biden's Delaware home Friday. This is ABC News. Which films could get the title Oscar nominee this morning? We'll find out in just a few hours when nominations are announced around 8:30 Eastern.
At this point, it seems it's all about everything, everywhere, all at once.
Very busy today. No time to help you.
The mind-bending multiverse movie has gone from dark horse to Oscar favorite in the past couple of months, with major nominations and wins at the Critics' Choice Awards and others. Likely joining it in the Best Picture category are The Banshees of Inisherin and The Fabelmans, with Avatar The Way of Water, Tar, and Elvis in the probably category, and Top Gun Maverick in the maybe category. That leaves three possible spots which could be filled by The Whale, All Quiet on the Western Front, Women Talking, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, She Said, RRR, or some surprise pick. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A woman who went viral on LinkedIn for sending a sheet cake with her resume printed on it to Nike's headquarters has actually landed a job. 27-year-old Carly Plavinac Blackburn announced she is now the director of growth marketing at a software startup called CureMint. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michaels trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michaels Corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, Charles Sauer, the libertarian economist and president of the Market Institute. He's the author of Profit Motive, What Drives the Things We Do. And he's the host of a new podcast, Pardon My Parsing, that you can find at buzzsprout.com, marketinstitute.org, and Charles Sauer, S-A-U-E-R, on Twitter. Charles, welcome back to the program. So how is it that the Republican Party can justify wanting to refuse to pay the bills that Donald Trump ran up?
Well, I think that there's two answers here, and I like the way that you frame that. But look, Donald Trump spent a lot of money in response to COVID. He would have spent more if the Democrats had their way. We only slowed down spending once Joe Biden saw that the economy was going into an inflationary spiral. And we can fight about whether what the inflation was and what it's really caused by. But the fact is, and this is where it really comes down to, is this isn't about spending. It's not about anything. This is about procedure, and this is about Congress. This is one of the few times that the Republicans can actually take a stand and have Joe Biden respond to their ideas. The new Republican House could pass a dream bill and Joe Biden and the Senate could just look the other way, but not on this issue. And so I think that that's why we're going to see a fight. It doesn't have anything to do with Trump and Trump spending. This is just procedure and Capitol Hill.
It's not procedure, though. I mean, this is, you know, the Constitution says that Congress can appropriate money and spend money. When Congress appropriates money and spends that money, the executive branch has to write the checks. And all this legislation from 1917, the Liberty Bond Bill, did, and it was never used before Newt Gingrich came along in 1995 in this way, all it did was say that, you know, the debt has to be anticipated, basically, you know, the so-called debt ceiling. But in effect, the way the Republicans are using it is like, you know, if you and I, Charles, were having lunch in a nice restaurant in Washington, D.C., and you know, the guy brings the check and we say, I don't think we're going to pay that check. We had a nice lunch, though. Thank you very much. Or, you know, somebody buys a card, puts it on their credit card. And then when the credit card bill comes, they say, you know, I'm not going to pay that credit card. This has nothing to do with policy. This is. You know, they're threatening to crash our government if Democrats won't go along with cutting Social Security and Medicare. It's a totally wrong way to go about trying to accomplish policy goals.
Well, let's reset that frame. If we're both sitting at that table and we're arguing over who's going to pay for the bill, in this instance, we're both going to sit at that table until somebody figures it out. So in this case, the Republicans get to say, we're going to fund this bill, but you have to make some concessions so that we can fund government in the future years. We've talked about this before, but look, Social Security is, what, the last 13 reports have said it's going to go broke by 2030. This is something that we need to address, and it's something we need to talk about. But if you don't want to talk about real fights, then no, they should just put their blinders on and pass whatever.
Okay, first of all, lest we panic people, the going to go broke rhetoric is over the top, Charles. The Social Security Administration has said that at some point, and there's different numbers out there from 2030 to 2040, at some point, the trust fund will be exhausted and Social Security will only be able to pay 70 to 90% of benefits. So it's not going to go away. It's not going to go broke. They would have to cut back on benefits. The simple solution to that is to simply raise the cap so that millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires pay the exact same percentage of their income into Social Security as people like you and I do, I'm assuming.
And that's, again, why we're having this fight, because that's false math. So the Republicans want to sit at the table and have a real discussion about the facts. And the only time that they can force the Democrats to the table is a fight like this. So why is it false math what you're talking about? You can't just raise the ceiling and boom, you've solved everything.
Sure you can.
You have to then make a decision whether you pay for those rich people to get the increased benefits that they're paying for, or whether you turn Social Security into a welfare system. And you and I have agreed that that seems like that's a reasonable plan, is to give that money to poor people. But it still doesn't solve your cap issue. And first, and also, they are broke. It's just that they're still making income.
I think, Charles, if I invited you to lunch, or if we just agreed to have lunch and we had a nice lunch, and you know, the assumption was we were going to split the bill, and then the bill comes and I said to you, you know, I just don't want to pay my part of this bill until you agree to something that I'm demanding, you know, until you let me, borrow your car for a week or something. At that point, I don't think you'd be very happy with me.
Well, this isn't about being happy with the other person.
At that point, I think you would feel like you had been lied to.
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, but it's a fundamentally dishonest thing to do.
No, if we're going to go split a check and you order appetizers and the lobster tail and the steak and the dessert, I have a reason to be mad when I'm paying my part of the bill. When you want to give extra Social Security benefits to people, when you want to expand Medicaid, when it's not treating the people who Medicaid was intended for, then I have a right to demand you discuss that and debate me on the floor. And I don't care if we're friends at the end of the debate. If I'm fighting for the American people and the poor people that have been passed by because you want to keep expanding the roles instead of serving the people that need to get it.
Okay, so let's move from the lunch metaphor to reality here. Republicans are talking about damaging the United States of America. This is what happened in 2011 when they walked right up to the brink of default with trying to do the same thing to Obama. They never do it to Republican presidents. You know, Reagan tripled the national debt. He spent more money. In fact, he ran up more debt than every president from George Washington to Jerry Ford combined. Nobody said a peep. They raised the debt ceiling over and over and over again throughout the Reagan and Bush administrations. Clinton comes into office and suddenly they're hysterical about the so-called debt ceiling. Bush comes into office. They raise the debt over and over, the ceiling over and over and over again. Obama comes into office. Suddenly they're hysterical about it. Trump comes into office. They raise it over and over and over again. Biden comes into office and suddenly they're hysterical about it. I mean, there's a pattern here. And holding the full faith and confidence, the trust in the American political system, economic system, hostage is... these guys aren't just fighting over who's going to pay the check. They are literally holding you and me and every other American hostage and our country. I mean, we've got the reserve currency for the world. If we default on the debt, if our treasury bills go from, you know, never defaulted ever in 245 years to suddenly, yes, there's been a default, it's going to shake the entire world's economic system. It could provoke a worldwide depression. What kind of idiot would do that?
So you're on the side of not worrying about spending, no matter which president's in.
This is not about spending, Charles. This is about paying bills.
All of those presidents.
This is not about spending.
Stood up to all of them.
This is not about spending. This is about paying the bills from previous spending. You want to have a battle about spending? Do it when you come up with the federal budget. The federal budget defines how much is going to be spent. That's the budget. That's something that Congress agreed to.
The federal budget isn't binding by anybody, so it's a way to put out your message.
It absolutely is. It's law.
Do anything. No, this is a way to actually have a discussion on Capitol Hill and figure out what's going on. No, look at the federal budget. By the time it gets passed, there's just numbers. It's non-binding. That's the problem.
It is binding. The Constitution, Article 1, Section 7, Article 1, Section 9 says, or Section 7, I forget, says, you know, the Congress can appropriate money for expenditures and raise taxes, you know, period. And the budget is where the Congress tells the administration how much money to spend and where to spend it. And that's the appropriate venue for a debate about spending. If you want to cut Social Security or Medicare or something, do it during the budget debates. But after you've already agreed to spend this money, after you've already taken the F-35s and built the freeways and done whatever you've done, and the bill comes due, and to say no, we're not going to let you write the check, it's not only disingenuous, I think it's frankly politically and morally criminal to hold the full faith and credit of the United States hostage for politics.
Well, I think that when we're talking about history, it's almost criminal just to stop and not talk about the way that these policy, the way that the procedures have progressed since those days. But if we want to stay back there, we can go back and talk about the procedural gamesmanship that happened in the first Congresses and what they did. They would vote that they were there, and then they would leave so that there wouldn't be enough present to actually take a vote. This sort of gamesmanship is what politics is about. And it is one of those things that elections have consequences. The American people wanted somebody to put a stop to what the Biden administration is doing. So when you're saying that this is criminal and this is ignorant, you're talking about a majority of the American people that wanted this to stop. They wanted the spending of the left to stop.
Charles,
they wanted
somebody to do something about it. Please name one time in our history when any political party, any politicians outside of the debt ceiling with Republicans have threatened to crash the economy of the United States if they don't get their way.
Oh, I am sure that there's examples from the early Congresses.
I don't believe
you're going to have to give me a few on that one. But just hearing the gamesmanship and what is, I've read all of the history of those early days, but I was paying more attention to the procedural stuff instead of what the public policy was that they were fighting. I'll look it up for you. I'm sure that there's examples, because the procedural things that we're going through now are nothing compared to what they were going through back when they were first learning how to run our country. So just to say this hasn't happened really is not doing a service to what is happening and the fight that needs to happen in this discussion.
Okay. Charles Sauer, he's the author of Profit Motive, and he's got a new podcast, Pardon My Parsing, at buzzsprout.com. Thank you, Charles, for dropping by.
Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. The airlines appear to be scheduling flights they can't fulfill. Isn't this fraud? Stick around. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Three unidentified airlines are now under federal investigation, according to a piece in the New York Times, for scheduling flights that they know will not be able to fly. I mean, this is breathtaking. This is like you go to a website and you buy a product and they take your money, saying, "Oh yeah, sure, you know, we'll ship these whatever to you and a new pair of pruning shears for your garden or something." And it turns out that they never even had them; they just had a picture of them on their website. I mean, that's essentially what these airlines are doing. And by the way, the way that we found out how bad this is the CEO of United Airlines called it out. This is John Brayalt. He is the vice president for public policy at. The CEO of Scott Kirby of United is Scott Kirby is his name, and on Wednesday he said, "quote There are a number of airlines who cannot fly their schedules. The customers are paying the price. They're canceling a lot of flights, but they simply can't fly the schedules today." In other words, the airlines know that they don't have the personnel. They don't have the airplanes, whatever. Typically, it's personnel. And yet, they're selling these flights anyway. How is this not fraud? And then we get to John Brayalt, the vice president for public policy at the National Consumers Union, or National Consumers League. And he said, and I quote, "Unfortunately, the Department of Transportation has been hesitant to hold the airlines accountable." He said, "Well, Secretary Buttigieg has talked a tough talk, particularly over the last few months. We have yet to see that really translate into action. Imagine any other industry taking money for products it can't deliver." Right. According to the report, the department is also investigating three U.S. airlines over whether they scheduled flights they didn't have enough staff to do. Kirby's comments about competitors' scheduling practices caught the attention of this anti-monopoly think tank. It's called the American Economic Liberties Project, AELP, which described them as, quote, an open admission of fraud by the airlines. And for months, this the American Economic Liberties Project has been asking the Department of Transportation to investigate if airlines were accepting bookings and dollars for flights they couldn't operate. And now United's CEO says, yeah. 34 attorneys general now have written to Pete Buttigieg. This was actually back on December 16th, asking his agency to, quote, require airlines to advertise and sell only flights that they have adequate personnel to fly and support, and perform regular audits of airlines to ensure compliance and impose fines on industries or on airlines that do not comply. Why is Buttigieg not going after these guys? I mean, you know, yes, there have been some fines. In fact, I think there's $16 billion, I think, is the number that was mentioned in the New York Times, which is not chicken feed. But, you know, this is not the kind of dramatic action that you would think would produce a response by the airlines. So why is that? I don't know. Is it that he plans to run for president in 2024 and is hoping the airlines will kick in some money to his campaign? Is it that he's just trying to be a nice guy? Is it that he thinks that's an excess of the power that he has at DOT? I just don't know. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Well, Charles, okay. I remember when he used to be on the big picture when you were still in D.C., and I don't think that he understands that there are a lot of problems with Social Security. One of them is contract employers. Employers who contract people and hand them a check and say, pay your own federal income tax, your own state income tax.
Oh, you're talking about independent contractors is the phrase that they use.
Yes. And so these people, most of these people they employ do not know how to do this. But the main thing they do not understand is that this employer is not paying the matching contribution to Social Security.
Yep.
This is causing a depletion of the funds. And if you want to bring the fund back up to where it will be productive forever, this should be illegal.
I agree. This is what Uber does, for example. Oh, you're an independent contractor. Here you go. Here's a check. Pay your own damn taxes.
Well, there are a lot of companies here in Montgomery that hire contract employees to do things like stock shelves at night or clean buildings at night. Mm-hmm. And they do not have any benefits or anything, and they're not full-time.
Wow.
And I'd also like to talk to you about the state Democratic Party meeting they had Saturday sometime.
Feel free to call back later in the week, Norma. I always look forward to hearing from you, and I'm sorry we're hitting the break here. Norma, thank you very much. The independent contractors, big deal. I completely agree. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break. And we're going to have a conversation about Roe v. Wade. Stick around.
Ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to Lomi.com/orbit and use promo code ORBIT at checkout. Food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574.
The Shaw 101.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. In Northern and Southern California communities, in mourning after mass shootings, a suspect is in custody after seven people were killed in two different shootings in Half Moon Bay. This is officials try to determine a motive for the shooting that left 11 people dead at a dance hall in Monterey Park during Chinese New Year celebrations. A bystander now hailed as a hero for preventing even more deaths.
Authorities say the suspect, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, later went to another dance studio, but a quick-thinking bystander was able to disarm him.
Had both hands on the gun. He is trying to fight back. He was bashing me in the face, behind my head. And at this moment, I pointed a gun at him and told him, "Get away. You know, I'm gonna shoot you. Get out. Go."
Police say Tran later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The White House says six more documents marked confidential were found in an FBI search of President Biden's Delaware home Friday. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you'll be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and the intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew, the American Cruise Line crew, provides the highest level of personalized service. Cruising is such a great way to travel. You know, your hotel is going with you. You only have to pack once. Just simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Hey, welcome back. I just want to flag one other topic for you here very quickly. There's a story that has gone viral in the last 24 hours about this Idaho woman. Idaho, of course, has passed a draconian anti-abortion law, and it's got the doctors in that state all freaked out. She is 35 years old. She's the mother of a 18-month-old. She was just a month or two pregnant, maybe a couple months pregnant. And she started experiencing a miscarriage. And it was apparently a really hard one. She said she'd had miscarriages before that just kind of passed through. She said that with this one, she was bleeding heavily. She was suffering intense cramps. She went to the hospital and said, "I need a DNC. I mean, you know, you need to scrape this out of here and clean it up." And they said, "No, we can't do that because DNCs are used to produce abortions, and we might be charged with giving you an abortion." So they sent her home. And 2 days later, she comes back to the emergency room, like, on death's door. In fact, she said, "Why should I have to get to death's door to get help?" The bleeding did not stop. And she went back to the hospital, and she told the staff what was going on. And finally, you know, they helped her out. But this is her story. She's telling her story over on TikTok. ABC News did a story about it and said that Abjin's, quote, "the save the mother's life exception of abortion bans," which she would have qualified for in Idaho, "is vague. The language is unclear about what qualifies as a mother's life being in danger, what the risk of death is." And she said she thought she was going to die. She said, "I was in so much pain, I didn't know how much more my body could take. I had gone to the ER twice and gotten turned away. I went to my obstetrician and I got turned away." This should not happen in America. And this is a woman who wanted this child. She, you know, it was a pregnancy, a desired pregnancy, but she had a miscarriage. And instead, it turned into a three-day torture session for her that nearly killed her. Jessica Valenti over at Jessica, I believe it's jessica.substack.com, is talking about, she says, here's what they're celebrating. This was, you know, the March for Life, right, this last weekend. And the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and the anti-choice activist descending on Washington, D.C. She said, "They're celebrating the cancer patients in Ohio who sobbed when told they had to leave the state for medically necessary abortions. They're celebrating the Texas woman who ended up in the ICU with sepsis after she was denied miscarriage treatment. They're celebrating the woman who was forced to carry a dead fetus for weeks. They are delighted over the pregnant woman in rapidly failing health who was told not to come back until she had a stroke, or unless she had a stroke, and the woman who was told she couldn't get treatment for an ectopic pregnancy until it ruptured and risked her and endangered her life. They were applauding a law that left a Wisconsin woman bleeding for more than 10 days after an incomplete miscarriage and led to a desperate Idaho woman to document herself getting sicker and sicker on TikTok as the doctors refused her treatment." This is the story I just told you about. She said, Jessica writes, they are celebrating the suffering Chessie Stovall in Arkansas, who had to travel 400 miles to get the care as she grieved the end of a doomed pregnancy. She said, quote, I should be able to say goodbye to her where I want to, end quote. They cheered the anguish of Tara George in Georgia, whose life was put at risk by her pregnancy, yet had to spend a week desperately calling hospitals in multiple states to find someone who would help her. They delighted in the Louisiana ban that wouldn't allow abortion care to a mother of three whose fetus was missing part of its head and skull. The protesters spilling into the streets were celebrating, Jessica writes, the laws that forced a raped 10-year-old in Ohio to leave her home state for an abortion and banned an Arizona 14-year-old from getting arthritis medication. They were reveling in the knowledge that two Kentucky 9-year-olds who needed abortions last year would no longer be able to get care. Welcome to America. It's amazing. Picking up your phone calls here, Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just want to say, let me move over to a different area here.
Steve, get your mouth closer to the microphone, please.
Sorry, Tom. I just want to say these people are myopic, psychopathic shills, and that's it's just disgusting. Well, what's going on here?
These people, which people are you talking about?
Oh, what you just read there.
Oh, know? Yeah.
The people that were celebrating.
The anti-abortion zealots. Yeah.
All of that stuff, yeah. It's horrific. And shame on Charles Sauer, too. He's very myopic. And I'll tell you this. you can read his body language, and I did. Anyways, he's wrong. The American people didn't vote to put these people in Congress. They were gerrymandered and things like that. And overall, we had way more people voting for Democrats, if I'm not mistaken, for congressional folks
yes.
than the Republicans.
Yes.
Is that correct? It was.
I don't know the number for the House of Representatives. For the Senate, it was 41 million more Americans voted for Democrats than Republicans in the 2020 election. I don't have 2022 numbers. But in the House, certainly more Americans voted for Democrats than Republicans. But gerrymandering put Republicans in control of the House. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Sure did, and like I said before, I went from Tom O'Halloran to Eli Crane, one of those ones. Here's the deal for the Social Security: just raise the payroll tax is like $160,000. That's where it stops. That cap should be lifted, and also here you go from 6.2% on your payroll tax. Maybe raise that up to 6.7%. That'd be like 0.5%. This would increase a whole boatload of money going into that program, and that would solidify it. And I'll tell you one thing too: the Democrats should have had so much teed up, ready to go when Obama had the White House. In the first 72 days, because no one could figure that Kennedy would have his brain issues, his brain cancer, yeah. and drop dead. But they could have codified so many things and got things into law. It would really have benefited it.
Well, this is where I think the Biden administration learned from that, because Joe Biden in his first year got a hell of a lot done. I mean, it's breathtaking what they got done. And even with obstruction from people like Sinema and Manchin, even having to compromise dramatically, to cut the Build Back Better bill from $6 trillion down to what, 1.4, I think, is what they ended up with. And now they call it the Inflation
right.
Reduction Act. Yes, I think Democrats are getting better at this. But ever since the Gingrich era, the Republicans have been the real masters of the game of politics. And it has hurt the country. The consequence has been that it has hurt America. Steve, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Edgar in Muskegon Heights, Michigan. Hey, Edgar, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. I just been troubled with the concern so much about how long and how many papers were taken. My concern is how did they get out of the archive? And there's no record of them signing out to anybody. And there seemed to be no record how much we got in the archive. How can you run a business like that, especially when the security of the United States is rests upon that? We are having control of those type of papers and information. How could they let that go by?
Yeah.
Somebody,
well, first of all,
a few people should know what, how many the number of people that are there, what went out, when it went out, who they signed it out to, and when they brought it back.
It's not like it's library books, Edgar. The National Archives only hold a small percentage of all the classified documents that are floating around. Every agency has classified documents flying around the place. The president's daily brief, for example, which is, you know, given to the president and in many cases brought to his home if he's working from home, is a classified document. I don't know. You know, we're gonna find out how Joe Biden. Ultimately, we will find out how these documents ended up in Joe Biden's home. My guess is that if you went to any former president's home or went through any former president's papers, and probably retrospectively, we could do this with the papers of former presidents that have been turned over to, you know, to the archives for libraries, that all of them have had some documents. That is a huge different thing, a completely different thing from what Donald Trump did. What Donald Trump did is he collected thousands of, hundreds anyway that we know of, hundreds of classified documents as souvenirs or for blackmail or to sell. He took them from the White House knowingly, intentionally. When the National Archives discovered that he had some of them, they knew specifically some of the documents he had. They asked for them back, and he said no, he wouldn't give them back. Then they said, we know you have them, and he lied to them about that. Then his lawyers, finally, his lawyers said, okay, we'll look for them, and they came up with a handful of documents and said, this is all, and they signed a sworn affidavit saying this is it. They lied. Then a judge determined that a crime had been committed by Donald Trump doing this and signed a search warrant to search Donald Trump's property, and they found a whole another boatload of documents. And then Trump started lying about how he had declassified them. At every level, Trump was lying, stealing, and frankly committing crimes. Joe Biden, on the other hand, his lawyers discovered that there were a couple of classified documents in his desk or in his home, and said, holy crap, these shouldn't be here, and immediately called the National Archives and came and said, come and get them. And then when they discovered that there were a few more in his home that nobody knew about or that he didn't know about, he said, hey, FBI, you guys come on in and do a search, please. See what you can find. I want to clear this up. That is night and day. It is a completely different circumstance, Edgar. David in Chicago. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm an avid listener. Been wanting to just ask for your perspective on something. Every day you get on this national radio show, you point out the deficiencies of the right, certainly, and even the left, fairly. And I give you a lot of credit for doing that. But something concerns me, you know, for doing this for as long as you have and as learned as you are, do you see that perhaps there is a concerted effort between the left and the right to mislead the general populace, and you know, the states is essentially a 503c corp. I mean, is this an intentional chapter 7, 11, 13 thinking of the corporation to
I get what you're saying, David, and this was, you know, far more of a problem before the last I'd say 5 to 10 years before. Frankly, it was far more of a problem in the Democratic Party before Bernie Sanders ran against Hillary Clinton in the primary, and then again against Joe Biden in the primary, because what Bernie did was he said, you know, the Democrats have been taking money from big corporations and billionaires just like the Republicans have, and it needs to stop. And this was a practice that Bill Clinton really put on steroids in 1992, because the Supreme Court had legalized it, and because Reagan had destroyed the labor unions, which were the principal, you know, money source for the Democratic Party, at least at the federal level up to that point. So we're moving in the right direction. We need to continue calling it out, and God bless Bernie for calling it out. But it's not going to solve itself tomorrow. And again, everybody who's taking all this money, all these Democrats who are taking money from corporations, the curse of cinnamon, taking millions from hedge fund managers and then preserving their tax break loophole, she's doing it legally. The Supreme Court said bribery is legal if you're a politician. That's what we've got to change.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment.
bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinovite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
We're so confident you'll see an improvement, we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with your order at Dinovite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you had protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. And it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person just selling your personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all your devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Oh, Tom, I'm not going to beat up on Charles personally, but I had to laugh when he said that, oh, Tom, that's false math, Tom. You can't just raise the cap on the rich. That solves all of it. You know what, how funny it is, Tom, to hear them talk about how it just doesn't do any good to tax the rich. That won't help anything.
Right.
I mean, this has been going on. False math. Joyce said it should have been fake math. But I did go back to George W. Bush and his fuzzy math. You see, where did these guys become math experts? They keep changing. You know, it's always, oh, that the math doesn't add up. Yes, it does. I mean, if you're going to collect taxes, you have to go to the people that have taxes, but they keep that have money. But right. They keep changing the thing. They keep changing the argument because, you know, they say, first of all, oh, there's not enough billionaires, not enough rich people to tax them. Won't do any good. But what did you just say last week that was out of the $42 trillion in economic growth in the past 2 years, the top 1%, how many people is that? The top 1% got $26 trillion of the $42 trillion. And the bottom 99%, that's the rest of us, $7,900,000, we got $16 trillion.
Right.
So that's what people were saying last week. So are you kidding me? The rich, it doesn't do any good to tax the rich. Doesn't do any good to raise the cap. Yes, it would.
Yeah, it's like quoting Willie Sutton.
And by the way, they can get their Social Security too. I'm for that. But yeah, it would. I mean, I think he's got a fuzzy brain if he thinks that's false math, because it's not. And remember, here's the other thing they used to say was, well, Social Security was never intended to be a retirement plan. Is that in the Social Security Act? This is not intended to be a retirement plan. Is that what it says?
No.
Because, you know, at that time the Social Security Act passed, 5% of people in America had a pension or any savings that they could live on. 5%. I read about this on the Social Security website when I was doing some talks a few years ago about them trying to cut off the Social Security disability part of the trust fund. Mm-hmm. And what I found out was after the Civil War, the reason people didn't have pensions is they worked for companies that offered pensions, but they never stayed in business long enough. You got a pension after 30 years. This company lasted about 20 years, right? So you never got your pension.
Right.
So social insurance theory, which started in Germany in 1883, Otto Bismarck started social insurance theory, was to make sure that people were not going to be destitute, and which most people weren't, certainly after the Great Depression in 1929, 1939, until Roosevelt took office. People were destitute. Only 5% had any money at all.
Oh, yeah. Old people were literally starving and dying of hypothermia and whatnot. Yeah, Paul, excellent points all. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Stick around. David Nyward is going to be with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.